That should do it.
Are we good to go?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know how to get that clicking noise to stop. That's going to be a problem for forever, probably.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, okay.
Are you sure it's not Adam rolling a pair of dice in his ass?
Yeah, there's a constant game of CeeLo occurring in my ass.
It's what? Coolo? Coolo CeeLo?
Coolo CeeLo.
Coolo
CeeLo, yeah. It's a bunch of Dominican guys.
Coolio's name was, right? His asshole?
Assholio.
Coolo. Yeah, my name's Lil Asshole. And they're like, that name's already taken.
Fine.
Remember the story that Lil Bow Wow got raped by his bodyguard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was real until like 2 years
it's
ago.
It's not real?
I still think it's real.
No, apparently that was like just it was like a rib removed suck his dick story.
Really? Urban.
I do think someone got raped in a boy band.
Oh, all of them
by yeah. Lou Pearlman,
Lil yeah, Wayne.
The urban
got
legend. It's
off.
Not that or Lil Bow Wow.
Well, it's an urban
it's,
legend.
Shut up.
He's
it's
black.
Not that it's not that an urban legend that Lil Bow Wow got raped. It's an urban legend that like that's a story.
Right.
You uh-huh. know. I mean, they all got raped.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. yeah. He just didn't get raped in that way.
I think.
What's his name? Shad something?
Someone from
Shad
BTK
Moss?
Got raped, I believe.
Shane Moss?
Oh, Marion?
Comedian Shane Moss?
Yeah, Shane Moss
Shane
got raped.
Shane
yeah.
Moss got raped.
You don't put it on your car.
That's a good Shane Moss. But, you know, I don't think a lot of people would know it.
Yeah.
Good guy.
I'm making a bumper sticker that says pedophilia is not a crime. Sorry, I used to be able to do Shane, but I haven't spoken to Shane or heard his voice in probably like, I guess I saw him a year ago.
Where in LA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He consulted on Moshe's show for, like they did something about psychedelics and they had Shane come in and they're like, Shane, you've destroyed your brain with
he's a tripper.
Yeah.
Oh, word.
But like all that, he's like, yeah, I'm doing like, you know, those drugs that are just like, you know, like barcodes, essentially. It's like UXF, you know, they're like, obscure codex are the name of the drugs.
Designer drugs.
Fucked up chemicals.
Yeah.
That you're squirting into your fucking.
Why don't you wait until they name the shit first before you start smoking it?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm doing 2HF CBL.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go the other way where it was like just like a kind of. Like it's a larva that fuck it. You have to eat a spider and then it lays eggs in your bloodstream and then like a day later you trip balls. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know.
You know shit like that where it's like
licking toads or whatever.
Yeah, like natural like.
Remember that Simpsons
like
episode where Homer is licking toads? That was like when that show got really bad.
Was that a newer one?
It was well newer in the sense that like
after it was. Good.
I do remember that they and like their eyes got all big and shit.
No, you're thinking of the one where he eats the chili pepper and goes insane. That's still a good episode.
Oh, maybe I am.
No, there's one where he goes, he's like doing mission work or something.
What?
Yeah, he's like in the jungle or something. He's doing mission
what?
Work and he starts like licking toads.
Interesting. Wasn't there a Family Guy episode about licking toads?
Maybe.
I think, yeah, like someone goes undercover and then somebody, maybe Peter goes undercover to stop them, but then he's like, he's trying to fuck the young girl or whatever. Something like that. You guys get it.
Yeah. That he's sounds
to,
funny.
He's trying to fuck Meg.
Yeah, he accidentally fucks his daughter. Nah, Meg's ugly.
Meg's ugly and famously
so. You can't tell because they all look like the same. They all look the same.
Right, I know, but it's clear that whatever difference.
Remember that always confusing me when I was a kid. Watch,
about Family Guy?
Yeah, they're like, Meg's ugly or whatever.
Well, yeah,
like, how can you tell?
Especially because it's Mila Kunis' voice.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And you know that's a sexy
she's
ass,
hot.
Yeah.
Bad bitch.
Yeah.
Voicing her.
She's so fun, dude.
And Miss Swan is Lois.
That's true. Mo, what's her name?
No, that's a different.
No, that's
TV
the other.
I was at the comedy store one night and I was just hanging out with Bobby Lee and fucking some drunk kid is like, oh, Bobby Lee, I can't believe it's you. You know, he's like just being really fucking annoying. This is actually a story about me.
yeah.
This is like a
can
rare
I sleep?
Night.
Can I crash with you?
Or one night where I wasn't drunk and this is kids going up. And then Bobby's like, you're being annoying, get out of here. And then the kid would eventually like, nah, man, I'm fucking you. I'm a huge fan. I love Miss Swan or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. He's like, that wasn't me. That was a Jewish woman.
It looks a lot like him. To that kid's credit, he does look like Miss Swan.
Yeah, that's Bobby Lee's fault for being Korean.
Koreanaru.
It would have been less problematic probably if they had Bobby Lee do it.
I guess. Yeah, I guess.
He would play Connie Chung.
Did he?
Yeah, that's right.
God damn, that show is the best of all time.
I saw like a Black Twitter meme a couple of months ago that was a picture of Maury, and it's like when you got the baddest Asian bitch, the whole hood fuck with you, and you an old Jewish man. That was it. There's no true. Joke.
Yeah. No, he carved out. Yeah. He carved out a great. That was a, since we're talking about memes that we enjoy now. Yeah. There was one at OJ's trial that was like that was Kris Jenner. Mm-hmm. That was like she was at her side, you know what's trial with her new man while her husband defended her side, you know what, whole level 1000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know what I meant by side, you know what, Nick?
Mm, yeah.
The N word? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Is that what she called OJ?
Yeah.
He probably was pretty pissed off hearing her say that.
No, he liked it.
I want to go.
How about like that? That word, but it's Sideshow Bob. Still voiced by Kelsey Grammer.
Damn, bitch.
Yeah.
I want to go.
Hurry up and let me bust this nut before your man gets here.
There's a bar not too far from my parents' house in Vegas where OJ goes and hangs out every single day.
Every day?
Yeah. It's really? Called Grape Street Lounge. Fuck yeah. My parents' house. I just want to go there.
So, guys, if you want to just start looking up addresses on Grape Street.
Off Grape Street.
Yeah, yeah. For Friedland, Google Friedland, Grape Street.
No, they don't live
you
on Grape Street.
You might be able
Street.
To find their number, their house number.
Yeah, I'm did sure
you guys see that OJ
really
shit that he did? That it was like, if I did it, the...
But it was an old interview.
Still, dude, it was wild.
I didn't watch it, no.
It was crazy.
It good?
Yeah, I mean, he straight up just admits to how he...
That he killed him.
And it's like, and he made up some hypothetical guy. He was like, yeah, my friend Jimmy was there. I'm not even kidding. I don't know if it was Jimmy or some dumbass name like that, or Charlie yeah. or some shit. And it was just fucking... It was insane. And then she kept being like, where'd you park? He was like... In the hypothetical, I parked down the road. And then she's like, well, what happened? Who stabbed him? He's like, and then at one point he just laughs. He's like, sorry to say this, in the hypothetical. And then he talks about how he stabbed them. It was fucking wild,
wow.
dude.
Allegedly.
He's just laughing. So shout out to OJ for beating that case.
Yeah, you can't try him again, dude. It's double jeopardy.
Double jeopardy, yeah. dude.
I love that movie.
The only way that
does
you
Tommy
try
Lee
again,
fuck her?
Alex Trebek?
No.
Twice? That's how you
what's
get
her name?
That's Double Jeopardy. The only way to get OJ back in jail, he has to fuck Alex.
Yeah, Double
Trebek
Jeopardy
twice.
Is a movie about two guys fucking out.
Oh, it's Ashley Judd is the girl yeah. in it.
This yeah. famous hole feels like a pussy on your dick. What is the asshole? Ooh, try again. What is the mouth? That's correct. Derek, the choice is yours. I'll take a hand job for $200.
The Daily Double, they both put their cocks in his ass.
Choo, 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 choo. It's the Daily Double. And we go to Alexa, live from Peru. This small favela is where Alex purchases his child pornography. What is Machu Picchu? That's correct. What did you wager? $69.
Yeah.
Woo. Nice.
Auga. Is Machu Picchu a mountain?
It is. That's the only
it's
thing
that castle.
In Peru I can name.
Yeah.
It's the only, I don't know, a town in Peru.
It's a fort.
Llama. There's hella llamas out there.
Yeah. Lima, you mean?
No, I think llamas.
Isn't Lima a town?
Lima
Peru.
There
is
we go.
The
that's
capital.
A place. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to, never mind.
Yeah, go ahead. No, dude, go ahead, no, say no, it.
Please.
Say whatever.
I used to have all the capitals memorized from South America.
Okay, what's Suriname?
I don't know. I don't remember now.
I think it's Suriname.
Is it?
The capital is also.
Yeah.
I remember that Bolivia Guatemala. Had two capitals, La Paz and Sucre.
La Paz, is that just a bunch of gay guys with AIDS?
They're all like Paws.
They're all La Paz.
It's Brazil, Sao Paulo.
Brasilia. Yeah. They moved it in the 70s.
Brasilia?
Yeah, it was like a D.C. It's
was
like
it
a,
Sao Paulo or?
Maybe Rio. I don't know. Maybe Rio. Sao Paulo. Yeah.
Damn.
Brasilia is really cool. It's like a failed city.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
It's like, no, but I've like.
So it's like you if you were a city?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Got him. Oh, by the way, you never showed us that picture of that fucking.
Someone Jewish actually kid? Sent it to me on a DM.
Well, where the fuck?
I gotta find it.
Yeah, find it. Oh, yeah.
I'll
find
another. There we go. No, another lie.
Another lie. Just fucking saying someone showed it to you.
I'll find it. I'm vindicated. Okay,
Guatemala though.
That's not in South America.
Yes, it is.
But it is.
Yes, it is. What the fuck?
No, it's in Central America.
That's South America.
No, that's North America, actually.
Mexico's the last part of North America.
No, that's not true. It's like all the way down to Colombia is
really?
Central America. Yeah.
Interesting.
I think.
No, anything that's not in South America is Central America.
Sorry, all the way down to Colombia is South America.
South America is a pretty like clearly distinct continent.
Mexico's the last part of North America, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, because there's like, was it Guatemala and Honduras?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't
Costa
know
Costa Rica, those are all technically part of North America.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Costa Rica is San yeah, Jose.
Central America isn't a continent.
Mm.
It just means not white people.
Yeah. I see.
Or Mexico, yeah.
I want to go to Mexico. I saw a Netflix thing about tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm... Mexico City looks tight.
Oh, you saw that that David Chang thing?
Idiot.
Dude, I went there last
Netflix
year.
Netflix thing about tacos. Yeah, dude, I did. That's
imagine
beautiful...
scrolling through Netflix and that's the choice you make.
Yeah, tacos.
It's good,
that's
dude.
A fat toothless
I watched,
man.
I watched it too. Like,
what do I want to watch?
It's in the zeitgeist.
The Shape of Water. Oh, here we go. A documentary about tacos.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. You watch shit about power tools or whatever?
No, I don't. Actually.
It's what we love.
I don't watch shit about power.
Whatever, man. You watch gay shit yourself.
No, I don't, actually. Yeah. I watch the same movies everyone else does.
Like,
you Ants. Know, the Oscars.
The Oscars, the movie. My favorite movie is Rover Dangerfield or whatever.
I loved that movie when I was a kid.
Yeah. That was my shit. I knew about that before I knew about Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, I wanted to grow up to be the abusive boyfriend that threw him in the river. I wanted to be that guy. The heroin addict boyfriend. The Italian heroin addict boyfriend that beats up Rodney Dangerfield's owner.
God damn, I don't remember that.
That's how the movie starts.
Really?
Yeah, he belongs to some bitch in L.A., and then her boyfriend, like... puts the dog in a suitcase and throws him into the fucking river.
Damn.
And he like washes up on a farm.
Ooh, I don't know how he got it. All I remember is a lot of him tugging at his dog collar. Like his dog collar. It's great.
That's cool.
Great stuff.
Yeah, I think I found out about him from Back to School, though, because that was on Comedy Central in the afternoons like every day.
I watched Back to School after I knew about Rodney's stand-up for sure.
I My love that movie Rodney. So much.
Yeah. I'm gay! That's,
What's that?
Sam,
I read a blind item that said that Sam Kinison was murdered by Bill Clinton. Because Sam Kinison and Bill Clinton, like, double-teamed some girl, and Bill Clinton accidentally killed the girl.
Oh, I could see that.
Bill Clinton and Kinison double-teamed a girl.
Dude, yeah. Big Willie was a fucking straight-up rapist, dude. What makes you think he wouldn't, like...
Slick Willie.
Slick Willie.
What's the woman... Juanita something?
Juanita Broderick.
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick's mom.
He raped Matthew Broderick's mom?
He raped Matthew Broderick, who As also well, killed a woman.
That's the thing. It was a retaliation for killing Bill Clinton's side bitch.
He killed, what's her name?
Ooh.
Gray. What's that actress's name? Didn't he kill, what's her name?
Oh, I don't know.
Who?
Who'd he kill in
Matthew
Ireland?
Broderick?
Matthew Broderick in lady. Ireland. No, he killed
Nicole
an actress.
Nicole Brown Simpson. No, I don't know.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
He killed Alicia Silverstone.
Apparently, her pussy doesn't work.
Who?
Who's?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
She looks like sense? George Washington. Apparently. Yeah. I saw her on Kimmel the other night. Or
she's,
Fallon.
She's frigid, and she lets Matthew Broderick, Inspector Gadget, any other woman he wants.
For real?
No.
What do you mean her pussy doesn't work? It's a hole.
She can't get wet or something.
Yeah, but there's solution in there, dude.
A little bleach. A little gasoline in that.
Some fucking aioli.
She's frigid, okay? And if anyone wants to debate me on it, I'll be here.
What do you mean frigid? Frigid doesn't mean your pussy doesn't work.
Yeah, it does. That's the medical term.
No way.
Yes, it is.
No chance.
Yes,
it means
it
you're
is.
Like a cold person.
Her pussy is
frigid does not mean
36
your pussy's fucked
degrees
up.
Degrees Fahrenheit. 12
Is there
months
a disease
of the year.
Where your pussy dries out all the way?
Oh,
I think
shit.
I think yeah, it's a
it's
thing.
It's called seeing Adam's dick-itis.
Yeah, You got a nice Jack's Lynch pussy. Nice matador pussy.
It looks like a prune. I'm going to look up frigid. There's no way it means that.
It means frigid.
Cold. I know what it means, but you just have to be vindicated. Don't know
words. Frigid pussy?
Mm-hmm.
You should,
Yep. It's metaphoric. Anyway. Also, hey, isn't Matthew Broderick gay?
He's married to Sarah Jessica Parker.
I know. That should be that's evidence enough.
Maybe that's why her pussy is so dry, because he's been fucking her ass for so long.
What is the asshole?
What is he's been fucking her asshole for so long because he's a closeted man.
Closeted man.
Ooh. Okay, our judges are going to let you have it. Dry pussy disease.
Yeah, let me know what you find.
Yeah, let's look this
up. It's just a picture of Sarah Jessica.
Vaginal dryness, causes and moisturizing treatments, WebMD.
Nice.
Normally, the walls of the vagina stay lubricated.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
With a thin layer of clear fluid. Mm. The hormone estrogen helps maintain that fluid and keeps the lining of your vagina healthy, thick, and elastic.
Oh, mm-hmm. Fuck. I love a thick pussy wall.
Hell yeah, dude.
I love it. This THICC pussy. Yeah.
A drop in estrogen levels reduces the amount of moisture available. It can happen at any age from a number of different causes.
Uh-oh. Cause number one.
It may seem like a minor irritation, but the lack of vaginal moisture can have a huge impact on your sex life.
Yeah,
fortunately,
no shit.
The treatments are available to relieve vaginal dryness.
Like getting your pussy ate.
Yeah.
For a nice long amount of time.
Yeah.
Sitting back, getting your pussy ate, letting Stavi go to work. Actually, that's my part-time job, is doctors call me in.
To eat pussies?
Sometimes I'm prescribed to eat a pussy.
Yeah. And you go into the driest. You go to the driest pussies.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes,
yeah.
And I make a nice $30 an hour to eat a pussy.
You can use an applicator to get the cream in your vagina.
What kind of cream? Like Twinkie filling?
Is Estrace or Premarin? I would say, why don't you go to that brown shit from Cinnabon?
Mm.
That's a good ass.
It's pretty sticky and gooey.
That's what I like.
Put that in your pussy.
Yeah, but it gets sticky.
Remember the grapefruit trick video?
Yeah, of course.
A woman that does that with a. With a Cinnabon. That'd be pretty cool.
Stop, would you get that?
Would I get sucked off?
Yeah, yeah. Like
with a Cinnabon around my cock?
Is it related searches? Yeah. Dry vagina home remedies. But vagina is spelled V-I-G-I-N-A.
Yeah.
That sounds like a medical website.
Oh, these are great. Female dryness cure. Why am I dry down there all of a sudden? How to get really wet naturally.
Nice.
Dry vaginal discharge.
It's nice to know that, you know, sometimes men can't get hard, but sometimes women can't get wet.
Yeah.
For medical reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But it's much easier because there's lube. You just throw a little lube in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no equivalent for men. I would love it. You know how there's hard shell like coating for ice cream?
Yeah.
Why don't they have that where you pour it over your cock?
Yeah.
And it gets and then hard. It hardens.
You just have a fake penis on top of your regular one?
No. It's a thin layer.
Yeah. I remember that was like one of the first jokes I wrote. It was me and my friend were in a sex shop and we saw like this strap.
That's a good joke, yeah.
I saw a strap on.
For guys with micro penis?
Well, it was the picture on the front of the box is a guy wearing the strap on.
Yeah, he puts his dick inside of it.
Inside
right?
The dick.
Yeah. That's a real thing.
Like, wait, is there also a blue dick in there and a black one and a yellow one? And then they formed a bigger dick to fight whatever Rita Repulsive has sent to Earth.
I think I remember the punchline being like, no, let's use the bigger dick.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that.
Wait, let's use the bigger dick.
Yeah. Okay. Imagine being like, yeah great.
Yeah. Oh, wow, this is great. I'm so happy for you.
You're just fucking the inside of a dildo.
I feel so close to you now. Yeah, that was an early hit.
I like that bit, dude. You were doing that
16 years old, baby. Playing the hits.
Hitting my dick.
Yeah, dude. There was what was I saying along the lines of dildos that you fuck or
something about a hard I said that thing about hard shells candy coating over your cock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like for Ice Cream Sundae.
Exactly.
Speaking of, you know who could have used that dick is Stephen Hawking, who I made fun of on Instagram, and people are getting mad. I don't understand.
They're mad at you? You didn't make fun of him?
People are like, this is a bad take. I did make fun of him.
What'd you say?
Nothing. I just made some joke at the expense of Stephen Hawking, which, like, who gives
a
shit?
I did, too. Who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
It is impressive.
Don't come at me with your bullshit on Instagram.
Yes.
That's for Twitter. Get back on Twitter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Stay the fuck off Instagram.
Stay off Instagram.
Instagram is for hanging out with friends.
It's just chilling out. It's like MySpace now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and seriously.
Showing titties on DMs.
Sav, I am sorry that Stephen Hawking died, dude. I know it's hard for you.
It is tough, dude. Yeah. As a man of science, as a man who loves the cosmos.
Yeah, as someone that's read all 8 Harry Potter books.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, my man was so fucked up.
I also like that this motherfucker has the audacity to write a book called A Brief History of Time, and the shit's like 170 pages long.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
How about, why don't you give me the gist?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't got all day to listen to your fucking handicapped ass beep boop at me.
That's so true.
You know, for 15 hours.
That's like, so hard.
Give me the details, you fucking robot bitch.
Yeah.
Brief. Machine fuck.
Yep. Get him, dude. Fuck that guy.
Fuck your Mario Kart ass body.
He was so fucked up looking.
Yeah. No, the New York Times, the headline was Stephen Hawking dead at 76, which it should have been Stephen Hawking finishes dying at 76. But then the caption under it was like, the author and physicist explored the cosmos from a wheelchair. You know, it's just so funny that they had to. Oh, by the way, he was in a wheelchair.
Right.
If you didn't know that about Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking, author, physicist, wheelchair, dead at 76.
There was like a self-righteous post that people were sharing today, which was like, yeah, most Americans can't name a scientist. Like 76% of Americans can't name a scientist. But the 24% that can, like, it was something like half of them knew Stephen Hawking. And then down the list, it was like Neil deGrasse Tyson was number 2, and it was like 8% of people. And then number 4, I think, was Dr. Oz.
Yeah, I don't know any more scientists. I guess Carl Sagan, right?
He's dead. Albert Einstein?
Yeah.
Einstein? The guys that did DNA, stole it from a woman.
Dr. Oz.
Joseph Mengele.
Fuckits and Crick.
Yeah.
Lawrence and Crick, right? Didn't they? What about the bitch that got cancer from radiology?
What?
From radio.
How about Jane Goodall?
Yeah.
The gorilla
Jane
lady?
Goodall.
Yeah, the woman that invented having sex with apes.
She definitely fucks them, right?
No, yeah. I don't think so.
They turned on her and ripped her pussy off.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Maybe it was too dry and they got mad. Maybe
I was making that argument to somebody.
It's frigid.
Maybe it was on the show. Yeah, I think I might have just said it on the show.
What?
Well, that I don't believe in evolution because, like, if we came from chimps, like, why did we lose the ability to rip people's hands off?
Yeah.
Like, because then everyone kills each other too quick when you get smart.
No, I don't know. I would prefer to have the vestigial ability to rip people's hands off at will.
Yeah, of course you would.
Wasn't it that we didn't come from them, but we had a common ancestor?
Imagine you get pulled over by a police officer, and they're like, can I see your ID? And you go, oh, yeah, sure. And you go to hand it to him, and you just rip his hands right off.
He's already ripped your hands off, though.
No, I'm the ape.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't as a police officer, he's a Christian, and he doesn't believe in evolution. Only me with my ape strength to rip that cop's hands right off.
So you're saying we don't have ape strength because we don't believe in evolution enough.
Evolution's about faith.
It's basically
you have to believe it.
It's like Peter Pan, right? Isn't that how he can fly?
Yeah, you have to think nice thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I love that that's the theme of Peter Pan. It's like, just don't think about raping children. Then you can do anything.
Then you can keep raping them.
Yeah.
Having trouble getting hard?
Mm-hmm.
Just think nice thoughts, like the FBI agents on your case losing your file in a fire.
That must have been really nice for pedophiles, like right after 9/11, when they were like,
heats off them for a sec.
The FBI is going to go real, like, going to go off on Muslims for a while.
Time to go to fucking Thailand.
What if here's my idea.
You think October 2011 was a big Thailand tourist.
What
day?
If it was a? What if it was what, inside
and miss
job?
Miss Halloween in the United States? You out of your mind?
You're right. That's a good
but
point.
But you know what? They get back just in time for Halloween. They go last week of September.
You know what I mean?
That's a couple weeks. That'd be a great How Stella Got Her Groove Back screenplay. Just a bunch of pedophiles after 9/11.
Holy fuck, dude! We should.
That's
write
great,
that.
Dude. I would. We should do like a what's it called? Spare Change.
Just one of those bullshit boomer, you know, rediscovering yourself movies.
Yeah.
Entire soundtrack is nothing but like fucking Motown. And
Yes.
That,
dude, but should, I refuse to let you go.
Cause I got sunshine. Whoa! And you're like, I thought you said this was DSL.
That song, there's 20 little, like 7-year-old boys lined up, and they're like, I'll take him. I'll take him. It's a trying it on montage, but it's like different types of bondage that they're different, like masks and leather and shit.
Are pedophiles into that?
I think the very extreme ones are. If you want to be the highest level pedophile, you got to do it all.
The highest level.
The highest
pedophile.
Level.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can't.
There's just some guy on the top of a mountain sitting in a lotus position.
Yeah. It's like a fucking monk.
Yeah. He's like, he doesn't seem to be fucking a kid at all. And then he turns around and there's a whole kid in his ass.
A little baby's head.
Professor Xavier.
Yeah. That's just what, like, this like Rorschach or like fucking like a monk guy going to prison for raping kids. And he's in there and like he's not saying anything to anyone, and all the other prisoners are like, we're gonna fuck you up, and he's just walking down the hallway very calm, you know.
Yeah.
And then finally somebody corners him in like a cell and they throw him up against the wall and they bend him over and they start fucking his ass. And like, you know, the head guy's like, yeah, how's that feel, baby rapist? And then he's like, oh man, this guy's ass is so tight. And then he's like, I can't pull my dick out. And they're like, help me. Guys, help me. And then like the old man is like smiling, right? And then the guy like pulls his dick out and he pulls an entire baby out of the guy's ass. And the baby is stuck to his dick. And he's like, now who's the baby rapist? And then the guy, he's like, I didn't mean to, guys. And then all of his friends stab him to death.
Perfect, dude.
Yeah. Oh god!
Yeah, we got a couple good pieces.
You
want to
know how I got these scars?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh god. Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that was a good 3 minutes.
It was probably 30 seconds.
Yeah. It was 17 seconds.
You have no concept of time.
Well, I never read a brief history.
Mind.
As a lover of scientists and the stars, I know exactly how much time has passed.
Yeah, I was pissed because I thought that book was all going to be about like Rolex, you know, clocks, watches, timepieces, Robin jeans. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about Escalades.
22-inch rims.
Yeah, wood grain dashboard.
Mm-hmm. What is that about? Just the Big Bang or some shit?
Yeah. It's like pop science cosmology, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. The guy fucked from the chair.
He did.
Yeah.
But when he's being kept alive by pornography for the last, like, 30 years.
He cheated on his wife, right?
With his nurse.
With his nurse, yeah.
Which is cool. More impressive than knowing dumb gay shit about science.
Yeah, a Dana Gould bit.
What is it?
He's like, I don't know. Dana Gould is like the best at like setting things up, like he's going to make some real point,
it's just a retarded punchline.
Yeah.
Like the fucking Black Dahlia joke.
He's like, I'm amazed by like the ability of the human will. Take Professor Stephen Hawking, for example. Here's a man who cannot speak, who cannot walk with his own, power, or whatever, and he still managed to find a way to cheat on his wife.
Yeah, I mean, that is incredible.
Yeah.
He looked so fucked up.
It's one of the most amazing
things of all
time.
Imagine jerking off his weird little limp-ass dick and looking at his fucked up jaw.
Can we please get you a wheelchair?
That is the next frontier, dude. Loss of my fucking legs. Toothless. You're going to be a Wally guy by the end of your life.
No, I won't.
Little Dom DeLuise hat wheelchair.
No, my haunches are too powerful for that. I can't lose my lower body.
Haunches.
I do have them.
I think Dasha was saying to me the other day how much she does not like what you call your legs.
I have powerful haunches. I can't do anything about that. If she doesn't like the truth, what do you want from me?
Haunches.
They are haunches.
Sounds disgusting.
No, it doesn't. It sounds
powerful. They are disgusting.
Yeah, they're not disgusting. They're muscular. They're fucking the basis for a great man. They're the foundation that a titan walks upon.
I'd like to see you going at a tackle dummy, like a
fuck it up
combine kind of scenario.
Fuck it up, dude. You're talking to Baltimore Polytechnic Institute's starting nose tackle, okay, in 2006.
What are those things where it's like you push them and they go? Are those tackle dummies?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't fucking know, dude. But listen, I'll fuck anybody up. You know, try to get me between me and that quarterback. You got another thing coming, pal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, nose tackle, I thought, was... that's like the... You go against the center on defense.
Yep.
Okay. That's cool.
Right. All right. Where are we at? 30 minutes?
Should we take a break?
No. Yeah, we're not taking a break. We're just going to go right into it, folks. Haunches. Disgusting word, but something that's very easy to cover up with a beautiful set of fucking underinos. From MacWeldon.com, the home of underwear for large men, small men, men of any size, men of any race.
Very few brands of underwear can cover my powerful lower body as beautifully as MacWeldon.
Yeah, and they're better than whatever you're wearing right now. So go ahead and throw away your underwear. Just take a shit in them before you know, why not? Shit them up. Turn them into diapers.
Yep.
Get yourself a pair of MacWeldon underwear. Company that believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. You can go on their website, check out real easy, easier than any other website I've ever used. MacWeldon will be the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants that you'll ever wear. They got a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor, so you won't smell as bad as you normally do. And they want you to be comfortable, so if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it, and they'll refund you, no questions asked. You get a free pair of underwear if you're not completely satisfied, folks. And not only do they look good, they perform well, too. So you can wear them working out, going to work, going out on dates, or just enjoying everyday life, you know, listening to podcasts, what have you. So go to MacWeldon.com and get 20% off using promo code CUMTOWN, CUMTOWN. That's MacWeldon.com. Promo code CUMTOWN.
Come down.
And we're back with our guest, Pat Buchanan, and we're talking about, day laborers getting raped. Pat, how do you feel about that?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
Thank you.
Sure. That sounds like someone other than you. Yeah. That's the first step to doing impressions.
It's good to do that. It's good.
I got a couple that I'm about
to
debut.
Well, it's me, Pat Buchanan. I am Pat Buchanan.
That's cool. Nixon, right? Nixon, yeah. You did Nixon? Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. It's cool to like Nixon now, right?
No.
I think it's starting to be cool.
That guy sucks dick.
You don't realize that other people don't spend all day long worrying about what opinions are cool or not cool to have.
What are you talking about? You don't read Pitchfork?
Yeah. Fuck. Are we supposed to like Nixon today?
No.
People who don't live in Brooklyn thinking about Nixon.
Yeah. People who don't live in Brooklyn and aren't ironically wearing Crocs with socks around the house.
These are house shoes.
No, they're Crocs that you put on with wool socks, and you thought, oh, Nick and Stav are going to love this.
I wasn't wearing them for you.
They look stupid.
You're doing it for me. You're wearing them for us. You're going to take a nice stroll over to Prospect Park in cool Brooklyn with your
Everything
Nixon
I
shirt
do.
On. You know, eating fucking hot fire Funyuns or whatever snack you don't even like.
What else is cool nowadays, Adam?
Yeah. Playing Fortnite because you heard black kids play it.
Yep, that's true.
Fortnite. It is fun. I just suck at it.
I don't even know what Fortnite is.
You play like...
I'm the only member of the gaming community.
You like arrive in this little world and then you have to collect weapons and like... shields and stuff, and then the world gets smaller and smaller until you're the last person left.
That sounds a lot like my regular life.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
You have to kill everyone.
Everything becomes a prison.
Yeah, but apparently a lot of, you know, NBA players and black teenagers like it, so...
It's fun. I've never been good at shooting games.
Yeah, I've just got the little headset on. Do you guys like Richard Nixon?
They did. They said yes.
It's pretty cool how he went. He was probably the only one that could go to China.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know... And then they're like, yeah, that's true.
He also passed all of our environmental laws.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was a Quaker.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
My man eating oatmeal up in his bitch. Yeah.
He was the only president from Cali.
Nice, dude. Yeah. Reagan.
Reagan's from Cali.
Reagan was from Illinois.
No, but
he was governor of California.
Yeah, but that counts.
Yeah, but he didn't grow up in California. No, but not like Nixon, dude.
You're right.
Not like Nixon.
Chill Cali vibes.
Yep.
Just eating a fucking chilling, grindage.
What's that? Like? Someone tweeted a screen cap of it. That line from Encino Man at the end, like from. Was it Christian? It was like the emotional part of Encino Man where he's like, yeah, life isn't just about chilling, grindage, or nugs chilling and grindage.
I don't know, man.
I can't think about Encino Man or Biodome without thinking about that story about Pauly Shore nutting on the couch at the Ritz and refusing to clean it up, so they had to throw the couch out.
He seems like a chill bloke.
Yeah, it's definitely... Is like the hallmark, definitely a telltale sign of someone that's cool. Somebody whose mom owns a comedy club and contrived their entire comedy career by giving them spots.
Yeah, he's still trying to fuck real hard off of that Raya, right? He's like one of the celebrities that like is always trying to.
Hey man, shoot your shot, I guess.
Yeah. Dustin Diamond.
Ugh, they let that motherfucker on Raya?
No, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
we should get on Raya, even though I have a girlfriend.
I want to get on Raya. You know?
I'm trying to get
you
on,
should, dude.
I'm trying to get on Gaia. You know what I'm talking about?
Gaia?
Get back.
Just me, so. Gaia.
Gaia online.
Yeah.
No, not
maybe you said it in person.
Not a Gaia, like Gaia, the...
Oh, like
Gaia was like some MMO.
The eternal life force?
I actually have no idea what Gaia is. I just, 10 years ago, used to make jokes about people who were on Gaia.
What is
Gaia?
It?
It was like a free
Mother
like,
Earth.
It was like a free MMO or some shit that people would play or something.
Massive multiplayer.
It was like Maple Story. Orgasm? Maple Story was another thing. It was like
I don't know what that is.
A free MMORPG that people would play.
Is that like World of Warcraft?
Something like that, but even gayer. I know. Yeah. You're like a
damn,
tiny,
that's really gay.
Yeah. Like a tiny person that goes around like collecting apples that fall off trees or whatever.
Okay, that sounds kind of nice.
Yeah.
that sounds kind of like, you know, calming and soothing. Can you make ciders with the apples and pies?
You know what's weird is ciders are easier to make than apple juice.
Why do you think that's
weird?
Why
is that?
Well, you would think the juice would be the easier one and ciders would be a more complicated.
How do you make a cider?
I think you just fuck up the apples. Yeah. You just boil the apples and mash them up. And then
that to me seems easier.
That's it?
There's no straining involved.
Yeah, you know? It is easier.
Yeah. Why is cider bubbly? Why is it?
Oh, what, you carbonate it?
Yeah. Oh, it's carbonated afterwards?
I think so.
Yeah, what the fuck? You motherfuckers haven't had ciders that aren't bubbly? You just open up a fucking thing of apple cider. From the store. It's not bubbly.
Martinelli's.
Damn, we should go to a fucking apple orchard.
They smell really good.
Hot cider.
It's too late. That's not for the season.
It's Yeah, that's
you
a fall
apples
thing.
In any season.
That's no, an end of fall. Summer thing, right?
Yeah. I completely forgot what time of year it was.
Yeah, it's the...
I'm so upset March. About Stephen Hawking that I'm forgetting time.
Well, time is a circle or whatever he said. That's like a cool thing to say nowadays.
Is it?
Are
you checking your spreadsheet of cool things to say?
That's why I said it. I set you up to that guy.
Did
no,
you?
You didn't. Bitch.
Yeah, I'm pulling all the strings.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. You
the
don't realize
you're
it.
Pulling.
Yeah, maybe the ones at the bank. You know what I'm saying?
I wish.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, we go. We know the score.
You guys ever remember when the cartoons would pull the string, would pull one string, and then they'd be naked? Like if there's like one string.
Hold
missing.
On. Do you guys know when cartoons would pull one?
You know what I'm saying, man.
Yep.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Continue.
Come on. It was like a sight gag. Where you,
no, I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a loose thread hanging off a cartoon's shirt or something, and they would pull it, and then it'd be like
you just see the dick and pussy.
Yes. But no, but it would be, you know, as a comedic effect.
Was this some Greek cartoons?
No, man. I'll be vindicated when this comes out. This is a common.
I just remember in cartoons
thing.
When someone was naked, they'd wear a barrel. That was like a big thing.
I remember somebody opening a door and then a woman would scream.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Wrong day. Like women are just hanging out in rooms naked all the time.
Yeah. Well, they are.
Yeah.
It's up to you to find them.
Well,
that's what the 50s were.
What, for going into rooms?
Going room to room, find a woman.
Find a naked woman.
Whatever, and hey, whatever goes, man.
Twist and shout. What's that about a woman's nipples, right?
Yeah.
That
song? Yep.
We're going to twist again. That guy went to jail.
Twist guy?
Yeah, for nipple twisting rape? Off yeah, women's nipples.
Who's saying
we
that?
Love to do. I love that story about like Ray. That he would like feel women's wrists to tell how beautiful they were, but it's like he's just checking to see if they're fat or not.
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
That rocks.
Yeah. What's his name again? Ray what? Charles?
Ray Charles.
Yeah.
I thought for a second you meant Ray Romano.
Yeah, I did.
All right, let me feel your wrist.
Girls are fat roots. Is that me?
Girls are fat roots.
That's a terrible Ray Romano.
That's my Ray Romano.
Deborah.
Yeah.
Damn, Deborah.
Damn, Deborah.
Raymond, Deborah. Why are your pussy so tight?
Everybody loves me.
I'm Raymond. That's why people don't love us. I'm gay.
But he does have that, you know, throat thing.
No, he doesn't.
Girl.
I sound completely normal. Maybe you sound stupid, but not me.
Can you do Brad Garrett?
Hey, Raymond, it's me, Brad Garrett.
Dude, that's a great Wanda Sykes impression you're doing right now.
How many of y'all like Pat Buchanan?
I am Pat Buchanan.
Now, let me ask you this. This is a question for the audience, mostly. Am I allowed to use the N-word if I'm doing it in my voice? I feel like it's so far away from my regular voice that if I use the N-word, it's like I didn't even say it. I'm telling you, God, this is the most tempting I've ever been in my life.
Do it.
Say it.
Meatwad,
so
say
many
it.
People are hoping you say it.
Say it. Real. It's the real Meatwad. It's not Nick.
Yeah, I won't do it.
Nick's gone, actually, guys. Nick alive.
Using that defense in court.
Dude, I love it. And Meatwad walked through the door and picked up the microphone. Your Honor.
How, one of you doing is Marge Simpson.
Yeah, she gets the pass, dude. She has a hood pass. I love
Lenny
that
really
we
pissed her off. We that episode where Lenny pissed her off.
I mean Carl.
Yeah.
I love that we're
Bart. You'll always be my special little guy, and I love you. But right now, you're acting like a complete.
Oh, sorry, you're pulling your shirt down?
Yeah, you know.
Dude, we're back on the couch. We've been recording at a table in real chairs. Mm-hmm. Now that we're back on the couch,
sitting in a lap of real dolls.
Stop shirt, you just look like Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, dude, I got that little half shirt.
How about Beatwad, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, I love jacking off.
My dick hurts when I don't jack it off. That's why I do it every day.
I guess Felix can do Master Shake.
He can?
I'm gay.
Yeah, no way. Not even close. Not even close.
Fuck off, Frylock.
Not even close.
I'm bad. I'm pretty close.
It's a good show. That
suck my
awkward
penis.
Scene.
Yeah, it was cool 15 years ago. Yeah. You could be like, well, what's your pitch for the show? It's like, okay. We just smoke way too much weed. And then the animation studio has to make the things that we say.
Ah, fuck.
Is that still on TV?
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that episode where Master Shake realizes that the Happy Birthday song is copyrighted, so he makes a new birthday song.
Oh, yeah, I remember that
one. Zach Wilde and Geddy Lee.
Oh, yeah! That shit ruled, dude.
From hell,
yeah. Damn, Zach Wilde is such a good pull. Ozzy Osbourne's late in career.
You see that video, Zach Wilde, where he's on stage and he's like, and fuck Fred Durst and fuck all that wigger bullshit.
Yeah! Hell yes!
We know what you mean, Zach! Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know what you want to say!
Man, that boy Zach Wild, dude. That boy Wild.
Zach's wilding out. Mm-hmm. They should have Zach's wilding out. Mm-hmm. Where he's screaming at Nick Cannon for doing all that wigger bullshit.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I don't have any problem with black people when they act like fucking wiggers. I promise you, I only dislike black people that act like wiggers.
There's two types of black
what
people.
What a fucking awesome
There's black
loophole.
Folks. There's black folks, and then there's the wiggers. And the wiggers are coming through and ruining everything for all the normal black folks.
Fuck, dude. That's awesome. Man, yeah. God bless Zach Wilde and his weird that little guitar that was a bullseye. You guys remember that?
I wanted to get one of them triangle electric guitars.
Yeah, those were tight.
But I got a
fucking Ibanez.
I got a regular Fender.
I wanted to be in a band for like 2 years of my life so bad, dude.
Well, you can't be in Nick and my band.
Yeah,
we're having tryouts. If you want,
I don't want to be in your gay ass band.
Well, dude, you're not in it, so sorry.
I'm going to be my own band.
Guess what kind of band it is?
It's called Mathis and Joe Brown, baby. The judges of funk.
The judges.
The judges of
yeah,
funk.
Yeah. We haven't decided Mathis which one is Brown. Which. Yeah, but we both do real talk.
That's true.
We fucking yell at people.
That makes sense.
And people, black ladies in the gallery nod because we're speaking truths.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice.
Read your book. Damn,
which
I'm
one
jealous.
Went to jail? Joe Brown went to jail.
Judge Mathis.
Well,
if I could hop in, which judge would I have to be then? Judy. Judy seems like the obvious choice.
Yeah.
What about Alex? Is Judge Alex?
Yeah. Hey, whoa! Look at that. Dude,
Judge Alex is cool.
He's like a
Judge Alex is the only judge that fucks.
He definitely fucks.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's a good-looking guy.
He's picking up moms from soccer practice.
Are judge shows still
in
on?
A bigger minivan. They drive their big-ass minivan.
I don't see it, man. I watch a lot of, like, just
daytime,
antenna TV.
Yeah.
I don't see any.
Do you? When?
Yeah. In my room. I put my TV on all day really? Long while I get my writing done. Mm. When I write my memoirs.
I remember when my
diary.
When my ex-girlfriend was getting an abortion and I was in the waiting room.
Nice. There,
Judge Mathis was playing on the TV. It was just me and all the degenerate guys paying for abortions in the waiting room. And he was yelling at some dude about child support payments, too.
Do you feel guilty about murdering an innocent child?
Yep, I do consider it to be a life. And that is why I'm getting a teardrop tattoo on my face. Because I killed that motherfucker.
Dude, that's fucked up, man. Yep. I'm very pro-ass life.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
I want to get Caprice Classic tattooed on my right ass cheek,
mm-hmm.
and then Chevrolet on the other one.
Ooh,
but, you know, so it looks like the back of a back of a Caprice.
Oh yes,
that way people perfect. Know. Yeah, I got a V8 ass. In jail, they know not to fuck with me.
How many horses? How many ponies?
What kind of gas will your asshole? Except
diesel.
Super unleaded. Premium.
Beautiful.
Wow. I love Stav's podcasting stance right
you
now.
You like this? This is Zen podcasting. I'm lying down. I'm not making eye contact with anyone. I have my eyes closed.
Yeah, it's definitely good to put as little effort as possible.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the Arabian goggles.
What's that? Nuts across my
nuts
eyes?
Nuts on the sleeping eye.
You'll never do that sockets. To me, bitch. If you ever dream of doing that,
that's
I'll
what the ISIS flag is. It's a detailed description of the Arabian.
The Arabian
oh, really?
God
of how to do it a step
yep.
by step?
That's when there's a global caliphate.
What a
everyone's
bizarre
wear
language,
those.
Written language.
Arabic?
Arabic?
Yeah.
It looks kind of tight.
It looks cool.
It looks made up. Writing backwards and shit.
That's Jews, isn't it? Don't Jews write backwards?
Jews do write backwards.
Hebrew is backwards, too, yeah. Arabic and Hebrew
did
are
anyone
similar.
Ever speak Hebrew?
Did anyone?
Like, they did way back
Hebrew
in the day.
Hebrew was like a dead
no,
language.
No, it's not. Yeah, no one's ever spoken Hebrew, ever.
I know, but they
no,
brought
no,
it back.
They brought
like,
it back in, like, the
20th
century.
Some real try-hard bullshit, right?
Yeah, now it's like a, you know, spoken
yeah,
Israel.
That's kind of impressive that they did that, though.
Yeah, well, they made like, but like because there was they used like biblical Hebrew to make a new language. Like half of the words are like just computadora or whatever.
Oh,
you know,
nice.
They're just like the They just had
that sounds like a sexy robot you can fuck, Computadora.
A computer. I don't even know if that's how you say computer anymore. Yeah,
that's my name of my autistic wife. Computadora. Yeah, yeah. Are you home from the podcast? Yes, dear. Did you make dinner? Yes. We're having toast. Thank you, my love. Don't touch my ears. I won't.
Computadora. I love you, Computadora.
Yeah. What? I love you. It's an emotion. Oh, I'm going to be playing Maple Story in the bathroom. Don't touch my swatches. Don't touch my Velcro while I'm in the bathroom playing Maple Story.
Fuck. What did Jews used to speak then? Yiddish?
In Europe, yeah.
They
spoke Yiddish.
That's a funny language.
Yeah, it's really gay sounding.
Do they write outside, it down?
Sounds like someone like making fun of Jews. You know?
Yesterday there was like an Orthodox guy with this just awful posture. Completely, he looked literally spineless, and you know he's got like Dr. Eggman's body, and he's got his phone held all the way up to his fucking face.
I love
face,
that look,
and he's like glaring at the, you know, and his fucking like just chin pressed into his torso, glaring at the phone, and I was laughing so hard, imagining that he was just zooming in on a picture of a penny.
Oh shit.
Fuck, dude. Did you catch what it was by any chance?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Computadora. I want to have sex with Computadora, your wife.
Yeah. I've cummed. I finished coming. Please exit me. Nick, so, Stav, are you excited for the... Apparently, according to Hair Loss Talk, this is supposed to be the biggest year for...
That Italian cream?
The Bratzu Hair Loss Cream is the big new item.
Nick's back on the hair loss
boards.
I'll
believe it when I see it.
My hair started shedding.
Yeah.
I'll believe it when I see it, dude.
Yeah.
I would love to
have
a
get
nice,
you some Italian.
Thick,
I'm
going to
keep getting
hair.
You rude gifts.
Hey, man, if you buy me like a $400 wig, I'll wear it. I've used the pump just out of curiosity.
Just to try. What does it do? How does it? Does it hurt?
Does it make you cum?
No, I mean I put it on my soft dick. I felt guilty that I hadn't used it, and I was like kind of busy.
Did you draw a bath?
No, don't you just put it over your cock and pump it?
No, it's a water. You're supposed to use it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
It's the bath mate.
Oh, so wait. You got me a cock pump that needs to be immersed in water?
Yeah, you gotta use it in the bed for like a
that's
bath.
That's good. That would, oh my God.
No,
stop.
I need a travel cock pump, dude. I need something on the go.
Did you not read the instructions?
Of course I didn't read the fucking
instructions. They were in German.
Why would
what do you
I
mean,
read?
Of course you didn't read the instructions?
You figure it's a cock pump. What the fuck? I didn't expect there to be like steps. But you put your cock in it and you pump it. It should be
what is the plug and play?
I read the instructions for everything.
I've never read the instructions for anything in my life.
Nick likes reading instructions
for
things
except microwaving dinners.
I love reading instructions.
I hate instructions.
I love to be told what to do, you know, or face consequences.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Computer door is going to fucking spank you if you don't listen to what she says.
Well, anyways, did it make you come or no?
No, I basically just put my soft cock in it for.
And did it like pull it in a very funny way?
Sort of. It did. I don't know. I didn't know. I'm going to give it another shot when I'm hard.
Was it like, was your soft cock like pulled up? Like, was it like,
not
like,
really. It started to get it. I think it started to get it hard in a weird way. I wasn't that aroused. It kind of hurt.
It hurt. That was
my
question.
What I would
really say
is it would be much easier to get jerked off to get hard than to put it in a cock pump.
Yeah. But what about the technology, dude?
It's true. Yeah. Well, listen, now that I know it's a water pump, I'm going to draw a nice fucking bubble bath.
It says bath right there on the front of the box.
I didn't read the box, dude. I took it out of the box at the time.
I like that you have the ability to not read words when they're in front of you. That you can turn off your brain's ability to process letters.
I don't think, you know.
That must be difficult, dude.
No, it's easy.
To not
I save
able,
a lot of time.
How will you know when you've arrived at Chipotle if you can't read the sign?
By the smell. I close
my
eyes. I don't even look. I close my eyes when I go to Chipotle. Anytime I go to a restaurant, I close my eyes and I look.
Well, anyway, I don't care about the pump. I'm more interested in you trying out the way.
Dude, that thing.
You gotta use it.
I'll use it once, I guess. But like,
it's so funny.
It's literally just a torture device for your cock.
It looks like dinosaur bones. It really does.
I don't want to use it, but I will for the pod. Because I'm a team player.
I wonder if the guy who makes it, I'm sure he uses them.
For sure.
I'm sure it's he needs
what if
to...
he has just the biggest, strongest cock of all time?
He needs to sort of spread the gospel.
You should have asked that guy for a picture of his cock as proof that it
works. I mean, he was so mad at me when I asked him if they had a book that I could...
In my 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah, but yes, I will... Just going back to your original point... I would definitely use some kind of hair cream to grow my beautiful, luscious curls.
Yeah, sorry. I was trying to Google this.
You had curly hair? Lotion.
I had a nice curl.
Yeah, me too. When it gets long.
Grow it out, man. Prove it.
I did, dude. I grew it out a couple years ago.
You looked stupid.
It looked really bad. I got a bob.
It looked horrible.
Yeah, I looked like the midget prince from Shrek. Mm. The short guy. What's his name?
John Lithgow.
Was he a count or a king?
I think he was...
I don't remember.
Prince. But I don't remember either because my dick is too hard.
Yeah, here we go. The Big Bad Awesome Bratsu Lotion Fact. Hair Loss Talk Forums. Okay, since the main thread keeps going, what is Bratsu Lotion? It's a lotion created by Italian doctor Giovanni Bratsu.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm already in. Go put it on my fucking cock and get in a werewolf.
Dude, it's just such a funny world. I love that balding can't be cured. Like, no matter what they try, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's like it really affects people like on a psychological level and like destroys their lives. But it's so quotidian that you can't really feel bad for them. It'd be like quotidian,
look at Mr. Big Nuts.
It's ubiquitous.
Here.
It's a thing that happens every day.
I know ubiquitous.
You know that one?
Anyways, yeah, it would be like if women got breast cancer, like every single woman got breast cancer at like 23.
No,
like, well, and they had to get a tit cut off. And then all of media was filled like with people being like, ooh, fuck that one-titted bitch. You know, they're like, are you tired of only having one titty?
You bald piece of
stupid cancer. Yeah, they're like, what? Like if Elaine was missing a tit on Seinfeld, an episode where she got a fake tit and everyone was like, gross. That's what baldness is. It's like cancer.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the stakes are just as high as breast cancer and baldness.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's equally as dangerous.
Yeah.
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 I would give millions of women breast cancer if I could have my hair back. yeah, whatever, dude. I would wear just a life where I have beautiful, thick, luscious.
Yeah, dude. Hair I'm telling hair. You, that Italian hair cream.
I mean, I could just grow my hair out.
Well, Bratsu's supposed to have a conference next month. Because you know what I do?
Italy? Honestly, we go.
I look at pharmaceuticals to see who's got like research pipelines mm-hmm. for like hair loss stuff and anything that seems like it's effective. I monitor just the stock price or whatever. Because I'm going to have to start investing at some point.
And are you gonna invest in
what I know about investing is you want to pick one stock
mm-hmm.
and put every single dollar you have.
Yes, that's right.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Based on wild speculation
and then
for the hair loss stock. Yeah.
If it dips even a little bit, sell everything.
Yeah, sell everything.
Sell everything.
As soon as you incur any kind of loss, immediately solidify that loss by selling every single fucking share you have.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I'm excited, dude. I hope, because you know what? I don't even think I'm going to go bald, but it would be nice to, that would be like a fun thing for them to cure. You know, I think men deserve a win.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
Baldness?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to kick baldness's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck baldness.
Doing like a 5K for baldness.
We should do that, dude.
Pale pattern baldness.
We should literally start a fucking charity.
Get ribbons.
Pattern baldness.
Yeah. I did a marathon for men who were going bald.
There's no, like, the money's not going to anything. There's no cure. There's no treatment. We just gotta raise a bunch of money.
Time to knock out baldness.
Buy them all hats.
Yeah.
We get them visors where it looks like there's hair coming out of the top.
Good. Yeah, those little silly visors.
Yeah, like it looks like you have wacky hair.
Wacky hair.
I think you want to hear something that's going to be cool again?
Yeah.
Not cool yet?
Yeah, go ahead.
Visors. I think visors are going to
going to come back.
I guess.
No, I think visors suck. Well, for you, maybe. Not for me.
No, visors are dumb.
Actually.
Nah, you would look like a retarded McDonald's employee. Yeah,
I
mean,
visor on. I never
for
said
you.
What the fuck? You said nah. Like, I was like, I can't wait to wear a fucking visor.
I'm just saying nah. Like, that's why you hate visors, is because you can wear them.
Maybe
they're dumb.
I'm going to get into visors this summer. Summer look.
That's fine.
2018.
Now that I'm toothless, I'm thinking what I'm going to get into is overalls, no shirt, one undone, toothless.
Yeah, yeah.
One
like
overall
the retard from Drop Dead Gorgeous. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's what I call my penis.
Like
the retard from Drop Dead Gorgeous. Drop Dead Gorgeous retard. That's my cock.
Parker Posey looks so good in that movie.
Yeah. I would smash.
I look so good in that movie.
Which one were you?
I green screened myself into Drop Dead Gorgeous, and I masturbated to the 2-hour movie I made with.
Standing on the side.
Yeah,
just waving.
I added myself masturbating in the background.
Oh, you're jacking
Titanic.
Oh,
where he's drawing Rose.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
I thought it'd be so funny if you could, and it was not even really that funny, but like you take that scene from Titanic. And you edit it so you see, like, you know, Jack drawing Rose, and then it pans out, and then you see Rose on the couch, but you, like, Photoshop a dress onto her so that it's just she's there wearing
he's drawing titties.
She's drawing her naked.
That's solid.
Yeah. That's cool.
Fuck.
I liked,
what?
The movie Titanic.
Yo, I was just listening to fucking
about Chi-Tanic, you know, and it's about like
about
what
Chicago.
If Chicago was Titanic.
Yep, that's a good idea.
Violence. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, Chicago shit is hot.
Yeah, that,
you got Chi-Rac. Mm. You got
what do you mean? You got Chi-Rac? That was like
that
four
movie
years
from
ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah, Chicago.
You got
I won an Oscar.
You got Chicago like, Miramax like Pictures. Years ago.
Richard Gere, Richard Gere Museum. In
you got
Chicago.
Chief Keef, one of the best, one of the hottest rappers.
Everyone's talking about the Richard Gere Museum.
Yeah. Is that a real museum?
Yeah, there's a gerbil wing at
the
museum.
Richard Gere Museum in Chicago.
Yeah. Nice.
It's in the Willis Tower. The top floor is all like the Richard.
There's like a whole. It's like the gerbil experience wing where you go and you're on a wheel for a while, and then you're like in wood chips taking a shit.
The last
room is you go into his asshole. Yeah.
It's what's funny is you could have gotten stopped to believe that there was a Richard Gere Museum at the top of the Willis Tower if you didn't say that gerbil shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd be like, seriously? Oh.
Is there not a museum?
No.
I didn't think it was in the fucking Willis Tower, but who knows, man?
You thought there was a Richard Gere museum?
You fucking idiot.
There's a Liberace museum. Shut up, bitch.
Liberace was...
With your obvious-ass fucking gerbil joke.
Yeah. Liberace was a fucking...
Actual
staple.
Gay guy. Not a gay guy according to fifth graders.
Okay, that's
and kind of just like sort of a shitty actor that got way too much work.
Every gay guy gets a museum.
Yeah.
Which that's true.
There could have been. I guess you're right. What the fuck would be in the Richard Gere Museum? I don't know. Stuff from every movie. Yeah.
Officer and a
just somebody walking around with a Mothman prophecies mug.
I didn't think it was like a big museum, but like I've been a little museum before. You know, it's like a room.
Yeah.
A bunch of shit.
Check out my Days of Heaven snow globe. I got it at the Richard Gere Museum.
I don't know, man. The fuck.
There could be a whole part about him not jizzing, right? Or something.
That's Sting.
No, it's Richard Gere, too.
I don't think so.
He hasn't jizzed in 30 years, I think.
I would see...
This whole thing. His ball sack is like a suitcase.
Big fat balls. He's a Buddhist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Buddhist.
There would be some Buddhist shit in there.
Yeah, you could
I'm
learn
just
about
saying,
that.
Man, there's little fucking shrines of guys.
That's great, dude. I should get back into just meditating
Buddhism?
All the time and not dealing with any of my
problems.
Yeah,
you were a Buddhist in high school, right?
No, not in high school. And I was never really a Buddhist. I would just... I got into, like, Zen meditation for a while. Because it really is good for, like... If you don't have much control over your own fucking head, you know, and you got a lot of mental problems...
Yeah, if you got
voices... To have, like, just... at least like one part of the week or the mm-hmm. day or whenever where you have like some actual ability to like mm-hmm. not be in a fucking like destructive downward spiral mm-hmm. at will. You know, you can choose to just ignore things for 45 minutes or whatever. Like it just demonstrates an ability to rein in, mm-hmm. you know, your anxiety or whatever.
That's why I eat pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget who I am.
Well, now that I'm into bonsai, I got trees now. My shit's sprouting.
How they going?
Okay, we'll see. You know,
bonsai trees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you gonna smoke it?
Well, the two of them sprouted. Yes. And I guess it was like
legalize it.
Like I thought they did it wrong because the seed sprouted above the soil, so I like repotted it upside down, but then just had the roots sticking out.
Really?
And then I looked online, and it was supposed to be that way, so I then dug it up again and put it back.
Wow.
So I probably killed that.
You got a real green thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a bunch of plants that have been growing in my windowsill.
Yeah.
They're getting big. I got to repot them bitches in bigger pots.
Yeah. Well, I looked... I everyone's like, oh, well, bonsai takes like patience or whatever. It's going to take like 6 years till those are ever looking like trees.
Oh, that sucks.
That's and they're like works. 6-inch trees.
They're little tiny trees, but yeah. They just look like plants for years and years and years until it looks like trees. Yeah, I guess.
Well, six years? Fuck that.
That's what the Japanese are all about, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to be like a 6-year-old man with like a bunch of cool trees from when I was like 28 years old.
And you'll be remembering the times, dude. That
sounds kind of good. Maybe I'll get some.
Yeah.
Well, it is like that's why bonsai is cool, is because, you know, you get to just waste your life mm-hmm. looking at tiny trees. But then it's like, you know, well, what else were you going to do?
Order Thai food.
Yeah.
I did that yesterday. Take a bunch of Adderall.
I guess. Bonsai helps pull you out of the rat books. Race. You know what I mean?
It's true. You feel like
this painful existence we all live. We do nothing, especially just get money for some reason.
Yeah. What's that shit they do with like sand and then they like rake
Zen
it?
Zen garden.
That's a Zen garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like you have bonsais.
One of those at the Richard Gere Museum.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm saying I would pop into the Richard Gere Museum for a little bit.
Yeah, if they actually had one, I would see why there was a Richard Gere Museum.
Yeah, I would get plane tickets for the three of us to Chicago.
Of course. I mean, of course it would be interesting if it actually existed. But if I was like, let's say there was no such thing as the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. I was like, yeah, there's a car shaped like a hot dog that goes around promoting the world's shittiest hot dogs.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, seriously? I'd be like, no, you fucking idiot. What would be the point of that? And then they actually made one. And
No, you just proved yourself wrong.
No, dude. I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. How am I wrong?
Because you don't dream to imagine.
I don't dream to imagine?
What?
You don't. Yes, you don't. You don't dare. I'm sorry. You don't dare to imagine. You know, if you told me that thing with the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile and it didn't exist, I'd be like, great. Can't wait to fucking see it. You tell me the thing about Richard Gere Museum. I'm like, oh, that's pretty mm-hmm. stupid, but that's cool. Stranger things have happened. You know, I'd love to go in and see, you know, the deleted scene where he actually penetrates Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. I'd like to see that.
Did he do that?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. That's because I dreamed to believe.
You dreamed to imagine.
Wait, he penetrates who?
He fucks Julia Roberts in the deleted scenes, and that's part of what's in the Richard Gere Museum.
Does that actually... Is there a video of him penetrating Julia Roberts?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you can see fucking Christopher Lambert's balls in Fortress.
Yeah. Well, in the world where the Richard Gere Museum exists, yeah, there is video of that. That's the world I live in, Nick. Okay?
Yeah.
A beautiful world where you could see his dick go into Richard Gere's pussy.
How about this? Because they're worried about doing numbers at the Richard Gere Museum, they have mm-hmm. the Gere and Space Museum.
Oh.
It's the Air and Space Museum featuring Richard Gere.
Yep. That's that's a twofer. Right?
That's perfect. Yeah. That's a great idea.
The Smithsonian Gere and Space Museum.
It just becomes a dumbass idea for a museum if it's just Richard Gere to a very good deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Because then you got Richard Gere and you got space.
Then you go see a fucking shuttle.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. You can go see the I believe by the end of the decade, we will put a man on the moon. Yeah, you just go into the next room, and it's like, but it's some kind of moth man. You know?
And then what's the one where his wife cheats on him?
Unfaithful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about that the other day. I used to jack off to that movie.
That's a hot movie. She really gets pounded out by that guy.
By that Spanish guy. And then he kills her at the end.
He does?
Yeah. And he goddamn gets... He kills him. He kills the other man.
Oh, Richard Gere kills the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
The other guy, Diane Lane, gets railed the fuck out in like a staircase.
Ooh.
I used to jack off to that.
Sounds pretty good.
All the time.
Diane Lane's married to Josh
Brolin. Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
No Country for Old Men.
Yeah. No Pussy for...
Gay Nick.
No.
He got you. Honestly, he got you.
No.
Honestly. Got you,
bitch.
That's not a movie.
No Pussy
for Gay Nick.
That's not a movie.
Yep. That's what I like to call fatality.
Mm-hmm. Fucktality.
Fucktality. Shit.
Thank you.
I'm mad now.
Sorry, dude.
No Pussy for Gay Nick.
How dare you take
No Pussy for Gay Nick.
I'm sorry that I like and use it against me
in a very
I movie know, starring my close personal
your best
friend
Josh Brolin.
Who said good set to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said, great job, man.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that must have felt cool.
Yeah, it did. That was the highlight of my comedy career. And trust me, I've had a lot of peaks. Montreal, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
7 years ago, dude.
Are you serious?
That's how fucking long ago I did Montreal.
That's hilarious.
Who is your year?
Wait, hold on.
Joe
it's
List,
it's 2018.
DeVito, Joe List, you?
Yeah.
Yeah, me, Joe List, DeVito, Ray Romano, Jim Carrey.
Shecky Green.
Saul, Shecky Green.
Yeah. Don Rickles.
Karl Marx.
Whoa. Yeah.
He was one of the Marx brothers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I fucked with Harpo.
Which one was he? The one that looks
That's
like you?
Oprah. He's the one that had like the curls and he was a clown.
Oprah took her name from her name's supposed to be Harpo backwards.
That's true.
She loved the Marx brothers?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to get problematic, but those people are always stealing.
Yeah.
People from Chicago.
Yeah.
From Chirac.
I want everyone to look under your seats. It's 2 tickets to the Richard Gere Museum. You're going to the Richard Gere Museum. You're going to the Richard Gere Museum. You're going to the Richard Gere Museum.
Sounds fucking great, man. I don't know what the fuck you guys are on. The Richard Gere Museum. I would love to go there.
We should probably end the episode.
Okay. Yeah.
What's the is it the weekend?
Is
it a normal episode?
Oh yeah.
This is a regular
today episode.
It's going up in a couple hours. We're trying to add an extra show in Boston, but you know the first one's probably going to be pretty bad. To be honest with you, I'm not feeling it. I'm kind of getting out of stand up again.
That's funny, dude. I kind of feel that way too.
It's sold out.
Yeah, sold out.
Okay.
You'll never know what that feels like, Adam.
I've sold out multiple times.
You've never sold out.
Yes, I have.
My late show is not sold out yet, guys. It's the Good Comedy Theater on the 17th, this Saturday, motherfucking St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, dude, bring him some ice cream sandwiches. That's what he wants.
Please don't.
Bring him some of that good
teas.
Yeah. If everybody out there, why don't you all flood Stav's inbox with pictures of ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Just DM
him that.
Make him have to search through pages and pages of ice cream that will certainly set him off on a relapse before he can find it.
Literally, yesterday was the first day in like 3 weeks I have not had ice cream. So please don't do that. So the 17th, this Saturday, please come out to that. Still tickets to the 11:30 and maybe one or two to the 10 o'clock. So please get those and, come say what's up to your boy in the Illadelph. And I'm getting my I'd also like to plug my biopsy, which is tomorrow. So if you're in the North
Bergen. Oh, yeah. I'm excited to see how that turns out.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag stop strong.
So if you're in the North Bergen area.
Yeah. Bergen County.
Mm-hmm.
North Bergen. That's like by, upstate New York.
Is it?
I think.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
It's in Jersey. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. But
it's an hour from here. And if you want to buy me a smoothie.
That's Sopranos country.
I hope my mouth's not too fucked up. But they're slicing into that shit.
So you and then you have a show 2 nights later in Philly?
I'll be fine.
Did they say that?
Yeah. They
do. You asked.
Yeah. You can talk the day of, but it's kind of hurts. And then the next day you're fine.
Okay.
How about this? A guyopsy, you know, where they cut your dick off to make sure that you're a dude.
Where they cut your dick off to make sure you're a dude.
Yeah, they have to test it to
make sure,
it's
not a fake dick.
Yeah.
You test it.
Yeah, I just got a guyopsy done. Tested positive.
I don't have a dick anymore, though. But I'm definitely a guy.
Guys only.
And then I guess we might as well start plugging the next Funny Moms. Thanks for coming out, everyone. But on the 26th.
It was a fun one. This is
the next one. And we have a couple. We've already booked a couple great comics. Mark Norman Aparna will be there.
Woo!
So come out.
All right. Bye.